Okay.
I'd like to call the meeting to order, and we'll begin with the Lord's Prayer, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item is the approval of the agenda. I believe council has requested a change in the agenda.
Mr. President, there was a suggestion that the Memorial Volunteer Fire Company application be advanced on the agenda to the first place, since it's likely to be quite quick, and we need to change the order of the public hearings for that.
All right. Is there a motion to that effect?
I'll so move.
Second motion.
We have a motion and a second to change the order of our public hearings at the end of the night, so the Memorial Volunteer Fire Company may be first at the 7:30 p.m. public hearings. If there's no discussion, I'll call the question. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
And I vote yes. If there are no other changes, I would like to vote to approve the agenda. Is there a motion?
So moving.
Is there a second?
Mm-hmm.
I have a motion by Mr. Vincent, a second by Ms. Deaver to approve the agenda as amended. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
And I vote yes. Approval of minutes. It would be for the first meeting, January 6th of 09. Is there any additions or changes to those minutes? If not, I would ask for a motion to approve those minutes.
So moved.
There's a motion by Mr. Cole. Is there a second?
Second.
There's a second by Ms. Deaver. If there's no discussion, we'll take the question. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
And I vote yes. Reading of correspondence, Mr. Griffin?
We have 8 items tonight. I'll run through those. First, a letter from the Boys and Girls Club of Delaware thanking council for a donation to their annual campaign. A letter from La Esperanza Community Center thanking council for a human service grant. Next, a letter from the Read Aloud Delaware program thanking council for a contribution to their program. A letter from the Laurel Community Foundation, Inc., thanking council for a human service grant. A letter from the Sussex Family YMCA thanking council for a donation to their Strong Kids campaign. A letter from Delaware Teen Challenge thanking council for a donation that they will use to provide emergency housing. A letter from the American Diabetes Association thanking council for a donation. And a letter from Contact Lifeline, Patricia Tedford, which I've been asked to read. On behalf of the board, staff, and volunteers of Contact Lifeline, thank you for the recent human service grant of $1,000 towards the rape crisis services in Sussex County. Your generosity will help provide much-needed assistance to those in need. We are proud to provide rape crisis services in the Sussex County as well as those in need of our statewide 24/7, 365 crisis helpline services, rape crisis services in Newcastle and Kent, counseling support services, reassurance program, and the sexual assault network of the Delaware Advocacy Coalition. We at Contact Lifeline appreciate your thoughtful and generous community spirit demonstrated by this grant. Signed, Patricia Tedford, Executive Director. That's all the correspondence.
Are there any correspondence by the councilmen they'd like to offer for the record? If not, we'd like to go on to the administrator, Dave Baker.
Thank you. The first item is night meeting schedule, and as you recall, last week we discussed the county council meeting schedule, and as you're aware, our practice in the recent past has been to hold several, or to hold the second meeting of each month as the night meeting, beginning at 6:30 with zoning public hearings beginning at 7:30. Last week, we discussed the option of possibly holding the meeting or meetings at starting at 3 or 4 o'clock with regular county business, and then maybe 6 or 6:30 hold public hearings when we have public hearings for planning and zoning. We did, Ms. Gay King looked up the average time of an average morning business meeting from April through June, which we thought might be a more appropriate time period, and that was 2.25 hours, just to give you an idea of the amount of time that we typically spend. So we, I do have a list of the dates of the second, same list that we looked at last week, which would normally be our night meeting schedule. Of course, the January 13th tonight and February 10th are already scheduled. So we have to make a decision relatively soon regarding March 17th because, no?
We scheduled out through the end of March for public hearings.
Oh, end of March?
Of March.
Oh, for zoning.
Okay, so how does that affect what the council's decision would be regarding the March 17th proposed night meeting? You've scheduled the March 17th night meeting already?
It's already scheduled.
Okay.
Do we're scheduled into March, is what you're saying?
Okay, we're scheduled into March. Okay.
Are there
zoning? Okay.
Is it possible, Dave, if we make any changes, we could start then April 1?
Yes.
We could then, okay, then we'd be comfortable in making change. Okay. What are we doing?
Is that all you have, Dave?
Yes.
The floor is open for discussion. Mr. Cole?
Mike, go ahead, Mike.
I was going to say, why don't we, talk 2.25 hours, why don't we start in April that second meeting and start at 3 o'clock?
Okay, so, and then my public hearings, when we do have public hearings, can we start them at 6? Is there a consensus to maybe do 3 and 6? That'd give us 2 hours for our housekeeping type of stuff, right?
Sure.
Is it a consensus that we do every meeting at 3 o'clock? Is that what we're talking about, or just the one a month? I'd rather, my personal feeling is, I'd go, if we make a change, we got to do all of them the same. Because this one night a month is awkward, and I don't even really think the public's keyed into it, only unless there's some issue that affects them on the agenda.
So. Mr. Wilson?
Actually, we have more attendance during the day from 10 on. We do here at night, from the nights I've come here.
Right.
So I don't know why we're going towards nighttime when it seems to favor most people at daytime.
Well, it's the public hearing process that, Sam, usually is where the crowds come in, because the mornings all we do is adopt, we do sewer projects, contracts. I mean, there's not much.
I understand that, but it's only one night out of the month, and it'd probably be the night they want to come. It wouldn't be on that night anyway, so we'd probably be in the daytime. So where the benefit is on that.
Are you saying you like just doing it once?
Well, we just, I really don't see anything wrong with 10 o'clock.
Oh, what way we're doing it now, you're saying? Okay.
Well, if all meetings were at 10 o'clock, then this job would only be open to people who are in there, have their own business, or are retired. So
I just got done saying there's more people here during the day than there is at nighttime, O'Jane.
Got a pretty
talking
good crowd here
talking about the job
right
of
now.
Being on county council.
You do what?
The job of being on county council.
It doesn't bother me. I could come at midnight. That's not my time. What I'm saying is I think it meets the public more so at 10 o'clock, it seems like, because there's more here at 10 o'clock than there is at 6:30 here at night. And it's certainly cheaper for us to operate in the morning than it is to come down here at nighttime and pay this extra help, has to come in back and and pay overtime or whatever else.
Well, okay, so you'd rather continue on at 10 o'clock?
I think
so. Okay, have it, Mike, you said?
I'm still okay if we have the public, if the public hearing is an issue, I guess I'm still okay with that one meeting at 3 o'clock, but.
I have too.
You only want to do one meeting a month.
Yeah, okay. like the council has been doing previously, except versus starting at 6:30, start at 3.
All right.
I have no problem with that either. Personally, it's not. And
you like them all, don't you?
Sure, I think. I mean, it's a matter of what the public wants. It's if the public wants to be here, if they want to be here at 3 o'clock or 10 o'clock in the morning. And the only way you can tell us if it suits the public or not is look out here and see who's here. If we don't have nobody here, too many here at 6:30, then you look in here at 10 o'clock in the morning. You say, gee, 10 o'clock seems to be the better time suits people. That's how I gauge. I just gauge on what the public really wants.
There does seem to be a split among the council, but I would like to get this issue resolved tonight. So in the case of such a diverse set of opinions, I'd like to encourage someone to try to get us off center by making a motion.
I'll make a motion then. I'll make a motion that we start every meeting. Well, this is everything. Every meeting starts at 3 o'clock. And our public hearings would start at 6 o'clock. So it would be 3 and 6. That would be every meeting.
I have a motion on the floor that our new schedule beginning April 1st would be 3 p.m. administrative section of the meeting with any public hearings on land use applications beginning at 6 p.m.
Correct.
Every week.
I'll second it.
I have a motion by Mr. Cole and a second by Ms. Deaver to change the schedule accordingly. Is there any discussion?
I don't know if I was clear when I was talking about this. Anyone who would be interested in running for the seat on county council would have to be either retired or independently wealthy or had their own business and they could get away whenever they wanted to. Working people are shut out. This is what I'm saying. People who have a job would not be able to serve on county council. That's what I'm talking
about. Difficult. You're right.
It's not difficult. It's impossible. Unless you work nights, and then that wouldn't work either because you'd have the one night, you know, it shuts people out. If you want retirees, fine, and I'm right here.
Mr. Vinson, do you have any additional comments?
I just don't see the advantage, I guess, to moving everything from 10 to 3. We'll just have a vote, that's all.
Mr. Wilson?
I see it the same way Mike does.
Mr. Cole, do you have any additional comments?
No, like I said, move it along. The vote, I'm comfortable either way. I think it's time for a change, and so let's just vote.
All right. Then no additional discussion, I'd like to call a question. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
No.
Mr. Wilson?
No.
Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes for the change, yes.
And my vote is consistent with my vote throughout the years. I will vote yes. The motion carries.
So we will now start at 3 o'clock
beginning,
and 6 o'clock?
Beginning April 1st.
Okay.
Mr. Baker?
Okay. The next item is the as a result of our discussion last week regarding additional business, how to establish a policy. And Mr. Griffin worked and prepared a memo and I have a copy of that and a possible change for discussion tonight, regarding additional business. What he's suggesting in a summary is that first that we establish a sign-up sheet for public comments during an additional business section of the agenda. We would limit speakers to 3 minutes. And our president may, or presiding officer may allow an additional 2 minutes at his or her discretion. Comments must be regarding matters related to county business. There would be no personnel or personal issues allowed. Appeals of decisions would at least first come to the county administrator if there's something, for instance, in the community development office where an individual was upset, they would come to the county administrator and then thereafter to the county council. The presiding officer would also, of course, respond to the speaker. And that, I think, is pretty much a summary of the proposal and the initial proposal for for your consideration. This would be an amendment to basically to the rules of procedure that we approved last week.
This has been an issue that Mr. Cole primarily brought up. Mr. Cole, have you got any additional thoughts?
Well, no, I just, well, my question would be when you talk about, first of all, I support having this as part of our agenda. I think it's something it's necessary. Anyway, somebody arrives tonight, for instance, the sign-up sheet will be in the back, and they can sign up that evening. They don't have to sign up a week ahead of time or a couple days ahead of time. They can do it the night of the meeting, correct? Okay.
Yes.
So, okay, that's fine. The other issue was when it says related to county business, you don't mean that it has to be related to something that's on our agenda. It has to be related to an issue that the county can actually have some impact on. In other words, it's, you know, county ordinance or county whatever, departments or et cetera, right? Okay, but it, in other words, if it's a state issue, it, part of their issue, you know, area of concern, we don't want to have to be tied up with that.
Right.
Okay, so.
Consider,
but it doesn't have to be what's on the agenda that evening for somebody to talk. Is that what we're talking about? Related to, when it says related to county business, it doesn't mean the current agenda that's laying in front of us. They could come up and talk about anything. Is that the intent, Jim, or whoever was writing that part of the?
When I wrote this, I was trying to take into account your comments at the last meeting, and what I said was that the speaker would confine their comments to matters that are clearly within the jurisdiction of council in matters of legitimate county business.
Okay, so
we have had situations where people would come and speak for 45 minutes or an hour about something we really had no control over or no jurisdiction in.
Okay, so but it, I'm just, it doesn't have to be.
It does not.
It's on the agenda that evening, an issue that we're currently talking about. They can talk about anything as long as it's in that those parameters. I agree. Okay.
That's fairly broad.
Okay, yeah, okay, that's good. No, I want it to be broad, and I think it. I want it to be able to, so if somebody comes in that night, they got a problem that afternoon, they can come in and unload on us for 3 to 5 minutes.
Ms. Deaver, okay. Have you other thoughts about this?
Well, no, this is looks fine to me, and I guess, what are you thinking about of it coming in under old business, or it's not really
something? It would be additional business at the end of the
meeting. Just additional business, mm-hmm, yeah. I see no problem with it. I think it's a good idea.
Mr. Vinson, have you thoughts?
It's fine.
Mr. Wilson?
It's okay.
Now, about the sign-in, David, would they have to sign in at 10 o'clock, or could somebody kind of wander in at 10:30 and sign in? Can they? Because we don't have additional business till, you know, the last item on our agenda. So is there a cutoff on the signing in, or does it stay back there until we get towards the end and maybe somebody brings it forward?
We didn't establish a cutoff point. I'd be interested in your thoughts on that.
I don't see any reason to.
If you'd like to leave it open until we get to that item on the agenda, that's how we can pick it up at that point in time.
No, that's fine with me.
Is the sheet submitted to Mr. Baker, or?
Probably in the back, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the idea would be it would be available in the back when, like, people pick up copies of their agenda or mm-hmm. other information that might be back there.
Well, how are you going to know if we have speakers lined up?
May I address that issue?
What?
Yes, Mr. Griffin.
Okay. I think this requirement of a sign-in should be interpreted fairly broadly. I think the sign-up sheet, it's my suggestion that the sign-up sheet be left available for people to sign up until we get right to the point of additional business. And although it says that they would list their name, their address, and the subject they want to discuss, I think that should probably also be interpreted fairly broadly, because someone might sign up at the beginning of the meeting and they might hear something during the meeting that makes them want to address more than one subject. And the purpose of listing the subject was not to cut off other subjects, as long as their matter is within county jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
If there's any changes you have to suggest in this, this was really a working draft for your consideration.
I like what you just said, and that makes a lot of sense.
Well, Mr. Griffin, are you comfortable with us voting on this policy change today, or would you prefer to condense it in some format that would allow it to go into our rules of procedure?
Well, if council likes what they see, I'm comfortable having you vote on it. The rules of procedure can be amended fairly easily. At least we could have a policy in effect going forward, and if you see a need thereafter to amend it, we could do it by posting, you know, giving a week's notice and putting it on the agenda.
There does appear to see, to be a general consensus, so I will open the floor for a motion to approve this policy.
So moved.
Have a motion by Mr. Cole. Is there a second?
Second.
Have a motion and a second to add this policy change to our rules of procedures, which will, in some degree, bring order to the process. Is there any questions about the motion? Then I will call the question. Ms. Dever?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
And I vote yes. Mr. Baker?
Yes. And then the last item of business is the county administrator's report. The first item is regarding the Seaford emergency dispatchers. Emergency dispatchers for the city of Seaford will be operating from the Sussex County Emergency Operations Center in Georgetown on a temporary basis effective January 15th. They will be operating until approximately March 15th while their new Emergency Operations Center is under construction. This is part of our cooperative agreement with Seaford, whereby Seaford's EOC is a backup for the counties and vice versa. Next, uninterruptible power supply project. We are pleased to inform the County Council that $285,780 of Homeland Security grant funding has been awarded to the Sussex County Council for the uninterruptible power supply project at the Emergency Operations Center. This project will improve the backup power supply system for the EOC. It is expected that the grant will cover the cost of the project. And then finally, holiday, January 19th, in honor of Martin Luther King Day, Sussex County offices will be closed on January 19th. Offices will reopen at 8:30 a.m. on January 20th, and the regularly scheduled Sussex County Council meeting will be held at 10 a.m. on January 20th.
David, on that Homeland Security money, we've been awarded it, but that doesn't mean we have it, does it, in hand?
We do not have the cash in hand. It would be on a reimbursement basis. So the engineering department and Joe Thomas with the Emergency Operations Center will be here to present a contract to you at some point and for their approval prior to actually expending the money.
Oh, we haven't done that project then, you're saying? We haven't
This is a project to be done.
Okay, yes. Okay. I'm sorry. I thought somewhere in my mind, I thought we had already done that project.
Do any other council members have questions for our administrator?
Got one other issue, Mr. President. Did we ever discuss? Was there anything left open ended on our other schedule where there are some weeks that we don't have meetings because of holidays, and there's a winter break and a summer break? Did we get those resolved?
The county council voted on the holiday schedule in October, November, I think, when it came up. And we didn't suggest any changes at this time. We can relook at that.
We only went up to.
It was just the night meeting schedule that we only went through.
Okay. There's a winter break that we have in February.
Yes.
And there's a summer break that we have in August. Correct.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken. Originally, when we started these, they were we had a break, and then we would go to that NACO conference.
Yeah, NACO conference is March 10th, and we have a break that week, April 14th for Easter, May 26th for Memorial Day, July 7th and July 14th, we have a summer break.
Okay, I don't know if the new
and then
council
September
had those.
1st,
did you guys have those?
September 8th.
We have it.
Okay, all right. I didn't know if there was changes needed to be made on that. All right.
Are there any other questions for the administrator? If not, I'd like to call up Hal Godwin, our deputy county administrator.
Good evening. Mr. President, members of council, for your consideration this evening, we have three requests for disbursement from our annual municipal police grant fund. The first one comes to us from the city of Lewis. They're requesting a disbursement of $17,098.71, this being their first request of this budget season. This money would be used for mostly capital. They've listed some handguns, software, GPS systems, and furniture, along with some items that would be used in uniforms and for the staff. That's their request. The second town that's asking for a disbursement at this time is Millsboro. They, too, are going to use their money for capital, but they're requesting their full allotment of $25,000. This is the first request they've made in this budget season. The items will include tactical team equipment, MTD for a motor unit, and a generator. The third request comes to us from the town of South Bethany. This is their second request of the season, and they will be using this mostly for operational purposes. They will be buying some AED supplies and first aid kits, and their request totals $13,945.12. I have a motion for your consideration for these three requests, if you'd like. Be it moved, the Sussex
County... Just a minute, Mr. Godwin. Are there any questions for Mr. Godwin?
Is all within the $25,000 allotment per town?
As a matter of fact, it's Lewis's first request of the season, mm-hmm. so they still have several dollars remaining, around $7,000 or $8,000. It will, however, finish the fund allotted for South Bethany and Millsboro.
Mm-hmm.
For the information to council, we are reminding these towns that with the budget situation, this may be the last year that the full $25,000 per town is available.
We did notice them, I believe, at the beginning of the budget season that there may be changes to this fund in the next budget. Yes, sir.
Because this is transfer tax money, correct?
That's where it's been coming from, yes.
Right.
We include this in your budget work. You'll see it included along with the state police grant as a public safety grant.
If there are no other questions.
How far is that going up to June?
The total that we allot in the budget is $525,000 per year for towns, which is $25,000 each. And then as they make their draws, they'll turn in receipts for the things they're ordering or buying. And I bring those to you for your review. But the money's already been budgeted in the budget.
Are there any other questions for Hal? Mr. Godwin, could you
read
the motion?
I do have a motion. Be it moved, the Sussex County Council disperse funds as requested from the Municipal Police Grant Fund for Lewis in the amount of $17,098.71, Millsboro for $25,000, and South Bethany for an amount totaling $13,945.12.
Is there a motion?
Also move.
Ms. Deaver, is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion by Ms. Deaver, a second by Mr. Cole to approve the local law enforcement grants. Motion is read by our Deputy County Administrator, Hal Godwin. Is there any questions to the motion? I'll call the question. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
And I vote yes. Thank you, Hal.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Grant request, Ms. Webb.
There are a few grant requests tonight. First one being Delaware Envirothon.
Can you tell us what we have typically done in the past?
Mr. Cole has supported this in the last 2 years. There has been history where all five have contributed also.
Yeah, it was just me last year?
Yes, 250.
I can't believe that it's a countywide event, gentlemen. I'd like to make a motion. What was the, in the past, do you know how much was given when we broke it down?
250 each time. No, I'm sorry. Just the 50.
$50
each. Right, yes. But we never gave more than 250 to this organization.
Okay. Do you have any money, Mrs. D?
My predecessor kind of wiped me out. I think I have $500 left, though.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll cover you for 50.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Cole.
If we get over 50, we might have problems.
Oh dear!
Yeah, I can afford.
Okay.
I'll put 100 in, and the others are on this to my right, $50 each. Is that all right with you, gentlemen?
Sure.
Sam, you got any money down there?
You can put 50 in for me.
No, sir. I think no. You're.
Is there a second to Mr. Cole's
retirees
motion?
Retirees and farmers.
I'll second those farmers.
A motion on the floor to give $100 from Mr. Cole's account, $50 from Mr. Phillips, $50 from Mr. Vincent, $50 from Mr. Wilson to Delaware Envirothon to sponsor their 2009 event. There are no questions. We'll call the question. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Thank you.
the Dr. Martin Luther King Day of Celebration.
It's another countywide event, isn't it? Where is it being held this year? In Seaford?
That's what I heard.
Ms. Webb, what did we do last year?
250 last year, 50 each.
Well,
and we have done $1,500 at 300 each. So that was in 07 too.
I can participate and cover Ms. Deaver's 50, if that's all right.
Thank you very much.
We're going to share.
Thank you.
This is called reaching across the aisle.
Now, the request is open to accept. It's like a sponsorship at different levels, so you don't have to feel like you have to contribute $1,500. You could do a $250 table.
It sounds like we're doing $250 if my councilman to my right are interested in participating.
Certainly.
Is there how much do we have? Tables?
Yes.
What does this do?
Purple Heart, bronze, gold, platinum. They have a day of celebration at the Seaford Golf and Country Club. We've participated with them for years.
Oh, we've done it every year. What have we done historically? I don't want to.
Well, we've done $250. I think $1,500 was another kind of Martin Luther King event.
All right. All right.
Is there anyone that would like to make the motion to?
I have a question first. I think I was of the impression, Susan, that maybe Councilman Dukes had also given money beyond the $50 each.
No, they used to get human service grant money, an annual human service grant, but they haven't applied for that in a few years, okay. So they haven't got any lately.
Okay, that's fine.
That was the only over.
Like many times, like with the hospitals and different, we buy a table.
Right.
Then we send either if we all don't go, some of the staff will go and or things. So that's why fine. Don't you want to? Should we get a table?
Was it? You said $250 was a.
What's that? That's not a table though.
What is?
Well, they're looking for advertisement sponsorship. It's.
Okay.
That kind of sponsorship at different levels of advertisement.
That's a different, okay. I'm sorry. Tickets.
Since everybody knows about the county council, so there's no reason to advertise, right?
No, it's their event we're advertising.
I think it's advertisement of support.
Mm-hmm.
Would somebody be interested in making the motion to contribute 100 from my account, 50 from Mr. Cole, Vincent, and Wilson?
I'll make that motion.
Mr. Cole has made the motion. Mr. Vincent has seconded it. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, Mr. Phillips.
Is there any discussion? If not, we'll call a question. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Thank you.
Okay. The next one. The Delaware League of Women Voters. This is something we have sponsored in the past. You all might be familiar with these booklets, filled with information of contacts and phone numbers of our local officials, our state senators, state representatives. These are an old book because they're out of date right now, and they'll prepare new books. But they come to county council. They're requesting $3,075, the cost of the printing. Now, we have $500 in our county council grant budget, but typically we grant them the balance that's needed to prepare these books in a mixture of either through your community grants, or I can pull more from the county council grant section if that's your wish. There's a couple of different ways you can, to fund them.
I'm not crazy about these discretionary fund counts anyway, even if mine's wiped out, but I would rather see it in the budget. I really
see it come out of the budget section, county council grants.
And it would be available to them before. So they could get it done right now.
And what amount would you suggest? What amount would that be?
$2,575. Well, actually, it's a total $3,075. We allocated them $500 in county council grants, which we've done over the years, but they don't come in every year because they only prepare these books every 2 years.
Every 2 years, right.
So, but we. There are funds in the county council grant section that we would be able to fund this year for these new registers.
Do any other councilmen have thoughts on that?
Well, they're excellent. And if you go to the library and try to get one, they'll fight you for it. They're so popular. It's really a great, and your names, all your names are in it, and it's a great service to the county.
Would you like to make a motion to that effect, Ms. Deaver?
Well, I so certainly will. I would move that we fund the League of Women Voters document. They represent you from the County Council Grant Fund.
Thank you, Ms. Beaver.
To the amount of, what, $3,075?
Exactly.
Is there a second?
Second.
There's a motion by Ms. Beaver, a second by Mr. Cole to fund the request from the League of Women Voters from our council grant funds. Is there any discussion? I'll call the question. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I'll vote yes.
Okay. Lared Health Center. This is even a different category. As you know, we do human service grants every year. This year, in the 09 budget, we had $156,000. I bring it in November, and we approved spending approximately $140,000. Sometimes some late applications trickle in, and in the past, we've always honored them. They've only been a couple if they've been on the list before, and they write me a letter, and, you know, they miss the application or for whatever reason. And that's the one I'm bringing you today, Lared Health Center. We've paid them before $500 out of the human service grants.
Do we have any money in the human service grant?
The budget was $156,000, and we're at $140,000 is what we gave out in November.
Would anybody like to make a motion to give $500 out of the human service grant fund
so
to LaRidge? Motion by Mr. Cole. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Second by Ms. Deaver. Is there any discussion? Then I'll call the question. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
And I vote yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. It is past 7 p.m., so we are in a position to hold the public hearing. The Community Development Block Grant Funding. May I turn that over to you, Mr. Griffin?
Yes, thank you. This is a hearing on the Community Development Block Grant Funding. We'll start the hearing with a presentation by Bill LaCates. After Mr. LaCates' presentation and any questions that may be asked of him and his other presenter by members of council, we will then open the floor to public participation. So if you have an interest in this matter, you will be recognized, and